So Proverbs chapter 1 from verse 1. The Proverbs of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel. For attaining wisdom and discipline, for understanding words of insight, for acquiring a disciplined and prudent life, doing what is right and just and fair, for giving prudence to the simple, knowledge and discretion to the young. Let the wise listen and add to their learning, and let the discerning get guidance.
Before we dwell in God's word, let's just ask God to help us to open up our hearts and our minds with this teaching. Father, thank you for many experiences that we have on a daily basis. Thank you that you are our loving, providing, caring, gracious God. Father, when we are gathered here together, you are the one who protects us where we are. Here in Margate, in Tasmania, in Victoria, some of our visitors as well. Father, you are the one who have called us here today to worship, to open up our hearts, to listen, and to be directed. Thank you that you are the one who is able to meet every one of us where we are this morning. With ourselves, with the age that we are, with the person we are, the woman, the child, or the man we are. Spirit of God, here we are. Speak into our lives. Open up your word for us so that we can live accordingly. In the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus. Amen. So Proverbs is a book that most of us won't always just open up and read. And some of us will open it up and just read one and say, oh, that's enough. Proverbs won't tell you much about God and your salvation. But Proverbs leads you into who God is and what does God want you to know of everyday living. So Proverbs is very practical. It will challenge your thinking. It will challenge your heart and it will challenge your actions. So in this morning's service, I'm quickly going to tell you something about Proverbs. What does the Proverbs stand for? And what is wisdom in Proverbs? Then we're going to look at instructions, discernment, discretion, and what it is to keep on learning. And finally, in chapter 1, where we're going to attend next week, is the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge and wisdom. So this morning, let's start with looking at the book Proverbs. So the book calls us to study, to think, and to learn practical discipline of certain areas of our lives, and to bring them in action so that our faith is growing in the direction that God wants us to. One of the main messages of Proverbs is, you have never really thought enough about anything. So some of us don't like to think about things, but Proverbs is a book in the Bible, and that we need to know. So it's a book in the Bible to instruct, to learn, to equip us to face modern day challenges as well. Proverbs will help you to trust God and to live in faith. on a daily basis. So it will challenge you again with your own trust so that you can live in that faith. There are many themes in the book of Proverbs, many themes. Some of us might call them. So what about friendship? What about conflict? What about decision making? The interesting thing that I picked up, and I want to read a bit further into it myself, and we may touch on it, that Proverbs teaching on marriage. Have you ever heard a preaching about marriage from Proverbs? I have to do some work on that as well. Parenting, even parenting. So Proverbs is covering life. And it's challenging us. Yes, we know we are Christians. We are children of God. Yes, we know our salvation. Yes, we believe and belong and find our rest in God's grace. But how does it look day by day? So let's start with the first one. The first one is, what is Proverbs? And as we read it, you can see it even in the first chapter, that Proverbs is poetry with vivid images. Images that are provoking sayings that conveys the world of truth in a few words. So there's these many sayings, and it's colorful put together, wisely put together, to convey the truths of our faith and to challenge us again with the practicality of it all. So it's a lot of observations of life, and one of the people who wrote it, we read in the story I told about Solomon. So if you read in Kings, if you quickly want to go there, you can see something of it. I'm not going to read all of it. A note that you can make is in 1 Kings 4. We're told the story of Solomon in 1 Kings 3. But in 1 Kings 4, verse 29, if you want to open there, Kings is in the Old Testament. So 1 Kings 4, verse 29. God gave Solomon wisdom and very great insight and a brief understanding as measureless as the sand on the seashore. Verse 30. Solomon's wisdom was greater than the wisdom of all the people of the east, and greater than all the wisdom of Egypt. He was wiser than anyone else, including, and then he names a few wise people. And his fame spread to all the surrounding nations. And then if you read that chapter 4 and you complete that chapter 4 from 29, you will see that he wrote many, many of these proverbs. Verse 1 starts with the Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. So it is hard always for us as modern day people to know what did Solomon write and what didn't he write. So there's people who studied it, and I will tell you this part is surely more in line with what Solomon said. We don't go there. We don't need to go there. It is in the Bible, so let's accept it as the Word of God. So with Proverbs and challenging us with wisdom, now here's a question. I said I'm going to ask you a few questions. If you can think of someone that is wise, it might be one of your previous colleagues. It might be one of your parents, grandparents. So I want you to think of someone that in your thinking and observation of that person is a wise person. See if you can get someone. So if you've identified someone, why do you think and what does that person do to make you think that that person is a wise person. I've got an uncle, or I had an uncle, he passed away. He had a lot of knowledge. But the mistake we make is when we think someone is wise when he or she only has knowledge. Proverbs are teaching us that someone is wise when he or she has knowledge and they can apply that knowledge and they can live that knowledge. Now, my uncle, I would say, was a wise person because he loved the Lord. He knew so much about God. He loved the life he was living because God has given him the life. And he loved to encourage us to share his wisdom in such a humble way. Now, this morning I did comment on the young girl who answered some of the questions. Wisdom is not always just given to grey people, though I'm heading there, meaning grey, not being wise. Wisdom is not always just for people who are older. Because do you know someone who's older who does silly things? Before I look at someone who's older, I can look at myself. I do silly things. So, what we are seeking is not just a deeper thinking, but also a deeper living on a daily basis. So, Proverbs is helping us to, yes, we are children of God. Yes, we are people of faith. How do we live it? What do we do when your child comes home with a blue eye from school? You know, will it be wise to go to school and punch the first bloke you see? So what will you do when your girl comes home and tells you that she's being bullied at school? These are the kind of things that Proverbs are trying to help you, that will equip you in your daily discerning. Or what if you suddenly come to an unexpected amount of money? You see, Solomon didn't ask for it, but God gave him that. What would you do if suddenly you have all those money? I'll go to Africa. No, you won't. Will it be wise what you'll do? And how would you start thinking, start behaving, and acting on this? Or if you lose your job, how can you be wise in the moment when you lose your job? So Proverbs will challenge you with good things, with bad things, and how to discern what does God want me to do. What is wisdom? Let's look at verse 1 and verse 2. What is wisdom according to Proverbs 1? So if we see verse 1, the Proverbs of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel. For gaining wisdom and instruction, for understanding words of insight. Being moral and making the right choices. Even if there are no moral laws telling you what to do. So let me just say that again. Being moral and making the right choices, even if there were no laws or moral laws telling you what to do. Some decisions require knowledge. Some decisions require experience. But no Bible verse will tell you who to marry. There is no Bible verse that will tell you, maybe the Lord did tell some of you, but there's that familiar one where the young man went to the student Gil, and he said, "The Lord told me that you are my wife." And she said, "He didn't tell me anything." There are other verses as well that won't tell you what job to take. How will you know that? How will I make this decision to know I need to become this or I need to do this? If I can tell you about myself and my own calling, I was really planning to become a teacher and do a lot of sport and fun and all those kind of things. And God just called me back to full-time ministry. So it wasn't just that easy. I received the calling from God's word in a certain situation where I was. And then I started to bargaining with God. "Lord, you know, I really can't do this. It's not me." So every bargaining I did with God, God just helped me out. And looking back, God actually encouraged me every time, and it was a discerning process. Though I was thinking I was bargaining, God helped me to discern and to be calm and to have peace. This is what God wants me to do. God does not give us 100 set of rules for every situation. But when we seek His wisdom and see Him, and our life is driven towards God and towards Jesus, there we will look upon Jesus and we will find the wisdom of God. Remember how the people spoke about Jesus when He was teaching? Can you remember? One of the first questions they asked was, "Where did He get His teaching and His wisdom from?" Now, they don't tell us every time when Jesus taught how old He was, because Jesus was teaching people from a young age. But the people, and you can read it in Luke, Luke tells us that very early on, I think it's in Luke 6. I'll confirm that later on, it's in my notes. That they were astonished by the wisdom of this young man. Who is he? Paul even goes a bit further. Paul says that Jesus is the wisdom of God. So if we want to live a wise, be wise and live like the Proverbs are challenging us, Paul and Jesus' life are encouraging us to seek the one who is wise. And Jesus is personified as wisdom from chapter 8, 10 there on, you will see it. And this wisdom is personified in Jesus. So if we want to be Christ-like, and if we are seeking Jesus and we are trying to know more and discern more and learn more and gain more wisdom from God, God is telling us, you know where you can go? Go to my Son. If we look at wisdom in Proverbs, it helps us to gain so much insight, to see, to look, and to relate to what God wants us to do. To see, to look, and to relate. Wisdom is not just for the deep thinker, but it is to get through your daily life. Have you ever thought of just getting through your daily life is part of being wise? Now, I can quickly share a story about my sister. My sister is a town planner in New Zealand. She just changed from one position to another position. And when you make a transition from one position to another position, there's always adjustments. And she's struggling a little bit because she's covering an area that she hasn't covered for the last 8 years. And I was just listening to her, and she was really struggling with this. She's got a quite senior position. So you think that people who are in senior positions aren't supposed to struggle. As I was listening to her, and as I was preparing the sermon as well, I wrote a few things, practical things, that she might try out in the next few weeks to help her. And it wasn't that I was, oh, this is wise. It was in my living and in my listening and in my discerning was writing down a few practical things for her to get through her day by day with less stress. And I thought, here it is. Just see if it will help you. And it helped her. And I'm going to encourage her to do that for quite a while so that she can get over this, I'm not able to do, over this tension. Will I be able? Will I lose my position? Those kind of things. So wisdom is not just for the deep thinker. Wisdom is to get through your daily, day-to-day business as well. Just getting back to what is wisdom according to Proverbs. Proverbs wants us to gain the Lord's instructions. So you see there in verse 2, for gaining wisdom and instruction, for understanding the words of insight. So it's training with strong accountability. Now this is something that I didn't know and I would like to share it with you. Proverbs, and you will see, in the teaching of Proverbs, it's directed to my son or men. So it was a manual to teach young men to be wise in a daily basis. So that is, it's an instruction manual, and that's why you would find all of this mainly focus on men. So it's not to say that men are wise and the only wise ones. It is in the Bible to also help us, because you would see it touches on mothers, it touches on parents, so it's both genders. But in the being wise and to understand it and to have insight in it, it's training with a strong accountability. And we've challenged the men with that as well in the last 2 days. So if you want to be wise and to have a life that is filled with God's wisdom, the challenge is who can help you to be accountable. This is the way how they taught it many years ago. Walking with a young boy, walking with your son and teaching them and instructing them, what does it mean? So it means being drilled under an instructor. Now, I've listened to some of the young men who are at a building site every day of their life and having all those people working on the building site. So if you want to help someone, it's something similar to that, but it's drilling under an instructor. How can I make these things part of my life? To be wise, to listen to the instructions and to apply them. Wisdom comes through pain and mistakes. Now, this is one that we don't want to hear. Wisdom comes through pain and mistakes, and we are able to learn from the hard knocks to build resilience. Now, I'm not going to talk on resilience, but all of us have children, and we want our children to be built up in their resilience. How do you behave when someone does this or that? And one of the things, and I've said it on the weekend as well, that we can help our children to build in their resilience is by allowing them to make mistakes. Now, I have to work a little bit on that because I don't like my boys to make mistakes. But I have to allow them to make mistakes. Because if I allow them to make mistakes, according to Proverbs, I am building and instructing them to understand and to listen what it means, what have they learned. In your own life, you can see how God has used many difficult situations for you to become a wiser man, a wiser woman, a wiser person. Let's look at verse 2. What does the aspect of insight mean? What does he says there, for gaining wisdom and instruction, for understanding the words of insight? Insight, having insight, we can use a bigger word for it, to discern what is going on. This means the ability to notice destinations and shades of differences where others only see a blur. You are able to look at a situation and to have the insight to discern what is really the matter here where others just can't see it. Now, it can be when you are a mother. It can be when you are at work, where you are an engineer, where you are a hairdresser, or when you are a carpenter, where other people just can't see it. I had a little bit of cricket training to be a cricket coach, and sometimes I can just see when someone is doing something wrong, but some people can look at it and they can't see it. So the discernment, the insight, wisdom wants us to have and work and to receive that insight so that that also becomes part of who we are. Biblical wisdom brings discernment to our daily living. So if I look at the Bible, if I look at my life, if I know who God is, biblical discernment, biblical insight is the one who will help us to live the way that God wants us to live on a daily basis. The next aspect in verse 3 and 4 is discretion. So in verse 3, for receiving instruction in the prudent behavior, doing what is right and just and fair. So you will see the prudent behavior, and you will see in verse 4, for giving prudence to those who are simple, knowledge and direction to the young. So this whole prudence thing, you can summarize with having a plan to live strategically, is discretion. So discretion is picking it all up. It is to know not only what to do, but also when to do it. Now, hindsight, what is the saying? Hindsight is better than? There's a saying, isn't it? Looking back after you've done something, and you see, I could have done that. Discretion is to know not only what to do, but also when to do it. Now, that's not so easy, is it? Sometimes we know what to do, but sometimes we only know it afterwards. So being wise is to not just know what to do, but when to do it. What behavior will lead to what result? So wisdom is not just teaching us knowledge, how we think. It's not just teaching us the attitude of our heart. Wisdom is also challenging on how we live on a daily basis. The last one that we are looking at here is in verse 5, that wisdom is also challenging us to listen and to add learning. So you can see there, let the wise listen and add to their learning, and let the discerning get guidance. So the Hebrew word for this is actually challenging us with the following, saying that it's an extensive study. It's not just learn and know. It's an extensive study. So Proverbs calls us to add learning. To be wise, we must understand what is happening around the world, the human nature, how those relationships work, why, we won't know it, but that suffering and death is there. And how does this relate to the character of God Himself? Wisdom is to become compliant with the realities of life. So, Proverbs is challenging us to study true wisdom. It requires also the knowledge of Scripture. If we look at further studying, how did Jesus answer the most challenging times of his life? When Jesus was facing death, where did Jesus go? Yes, he did go to his Father. But if you read and you will see that Jesus went back to the Scripture. So Jesus himself was helping his wisdom by going back to the Scriptures, how God has revealed him. The knowledge of the Scriptures that Jesus had was helping him to explain and face death. How can we be wise without being immersed in the Word of God? Do you want to be wise? Do you want to know how to live your daily being? The challenge that the Scriptures are giving us and that Proverbs are encouraging us is learn and immerse yourself in the Word of God. We saw that from Jesus and his teaching and his life. So Proverbs will challenge you with your thinking, with your behavior and your actions. To live a life worthy of God, to be wise in having knowledge and acting in the right way. To open up yourself to a learning journey. So I remember my grandmum, as being wise in some aspects as well. But one thing she said, I'm never too old to learn. Proverbs are challenging us to be open for more learning, learning from the Word of God. It's challenging us to live with God where we are and what we do. Where does wisdom start then? Where does wisdom start? And that's what we're going to answer next week. Verse 7, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instructions. So where does wisdom start? Do I listen to the instructions of God? Do I seek wisdom? Do I seek to listen to teaching, to immerse myself, to dwell in God's Word, being moral and making the right choices? Even without laws, moral laws, to gain the Lord's instructions, to attend the aspects of wisdom, discerning, and insight, and to be discreet in what I do. Add to your learning, dwell in the Word of God. I'm going to conclude. The verse that I was looking for was Luke 2, verse 40, that said that Jesus is the one who taught with wisdom. Friends, here is the challenge ahead of us. This week, this coming week, if you want to live in God's Word, if you want to be open for God's guidance, His direction, if you want to be wise with everything that life is throwing at you, are you doing it by yourself? Or do you have someone that can help you to be accountable to? Are you open to someone who has a lot of knowledge, who has a lot of humility, teaching you and guiding you. The Lord wants you to be wise. Wise men, wise wives, women, wise children. Not to be smart when you're wise, but to be humble when you're wise. Because it's God giving it to you so that you can live a life that He wants us to live. Let's conclude with that and hope and pray that the Lord will strengthen us with our own discernment, with our own insight, with our own discretion, and seeking to be wise children of God. Next week, we will start looking at fearing the Lord and how does that help us and encourage us to live in the Lord's guidance with wisdom. Friends, may the Lord help you and may you be encouraged by the word of God.